CJWW is ready to cheer on the University of Saskatchewan Huskies at the U Sports Women's Hockey Championship. This is Inside the Pack with Jackson Emery.
Today on Huskies Inside the Pack, joined with a fourth-year forward, Kate Ball. First off, Kate, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Obviously, it's been a very exciting season. It's going to get more exciting, but overall, just how has the season gone so far?
It's gone really good so far, I think. I think we have a really good team, a lot of older players on the team, which has been really good so far. Our team's really strong this year, and I think we've been doing a lot of exciting things, so I'm looking forward to what we can accomplish coming up.
And, I mean, a couple of games that I've been to, most games, you get to center a line with usually Sophie Lawler and Sarah Kendall. You call it the first line. Anyone could be a first line, I think, on this team, but what's it like being able to play in between two players like that?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, I got to give a lot of credit to those two players that I play with. I mean, I think we have really good chemistry, and I think we just create a lot of offense, so it's been really good so far.
What kind of player type would you maybe classify yourself as? Would you say you're more of a playmaker, sniper, two-way forward? What would you classify yourself?
I would say more of a playmaker, more offensive forward, I would say, yeah. I think I help in the D zone quite a bit as well, so maybe a two-way forward, but yeah.
Is there maybe a player growing up professionally, whether it's with the men or the women, someone that you maybe idolized or try to model your game after?
Yeah, I would say Emily Clark. She's from Saskatoon, so I've always kind of grown up knowing her, and not personally, but just kind of having her as a role model and just seeing her go far and do great things. So, yeah.
Would you have a favorite maybe professional team, either men or women's team, that you kind of try to pay attention to?
Definitely the Edmonton Oilers. Yeah. Jordan Eberle is actually my third cousin, and he used to play on the Oilers, so I was always a big fan of him. And then, you know, Connor McDavid, obviously, Leon Draisaitl are two of my favorite players. So,
lots of great players to idolize and be related to. Yeah. And speaking of which, men's Huskies, yeah. Justin Ball is your brother, correct?
Yes.
So, and you're both from Saskatoon. What's it like being able to be from Saskatoon and play with the Huskies? Maybe that transitioned from minor hockey, which we'll get to in a second, to university, not having to move far away from home, but kind of in a way, this is your hometown team. What does it mean to be being able to be from here and play with the Huskies?
Yeah, it's been really special. I mean, growing up, it was always a dream to play for the Huskies just because it's my hometown and my family's here. So it's been an amazing experience. And, you know, just playing in front of my family, my community that I've grown up with, it's been really amazing. So, yeah.
Aside from you and your brother, Justin, do you have any other siblings that maybe played hockey as well, or even mom and dad?
My dad definitely played hockey, not super professionally, but growing up, always played. So we've been a huge hockey family growing up, yeah.
Who would you say is the better hockey player, you or Justin?
I mean, I've always looked up to Justin. He's an amazing hockey player, and I always just try to be like him. So, I mean, I wouldn't say one's better than the other, but he definitely scores more goals than me, so...
Nothing wrong with that at all. To the school side of things, obviously you're in your fourth year or fifth year with COVID. It gets very technical, but how was that transition from, you know, minor hockey to university? And obviously now getting towards the end must be, you know, just part of life now. It's all, you know, in your head now.
Yeah, it was a huge transition for sure, just with especially playing hockey and going to school. I mean, it's a big lifestyle change, and just having to, you know, figure out how to manage your lifestyle with school and hockey. It's been a grind, but I mean, it's been really amazing for sure.
What are you taking in school right now?
I'm in kinesiology.
So how long of a program would that be?
So this is my fifth year doing kinesiology, so I'll graduate this year, yeah.
Well, I know it's a little ways away, but congratulations in advance. Minor hockey. Come from Saskatoon. I imagine you played minor hockey here?
Yeah, I played Comet. I played Bobcats and then Comets growing up, yeah.
And no boys hockey when you were younger, or just girls hockey all the way?
Just initiation boys hockey and then switched right into Comets. And then I actually went to Prince Albert for midget AAA and played there for 3 years.
Back onto the ice. Now, might not be a thought for everyone right now. There's still a lot of season to play, but Nationals obviously here at home. What is it like? And maybe even more so for you as a hometown hockey player, being able to play on the national stage like this at home in front of a home crowd and being able, you know, all the attention is going to be on all the teams, but as the home team, there's just that much more attention. What does that mean to be a part of?
Yeah, it's really special and exciting, especially for me just being from here and just getting to experience that and having the community come together and watch us. It'll be really amazing. And just for Husky Athletics too, just to have all the teams come and support, I think it'll be really good and just bring more attention to the University of Saskatchewan.
And then the slogan or the motto, whatever you prefer, that they're going with this year is "See Them, Be Them." If I'm not mistaken, on the way to the rink today, there's a poster on the side of the parking lot, and that's you. So, yeah, you have all these young female hockey players coming to the home games, and they're going to be here at Nationals looking up to you, and the marketing poster does it perfectly. It's "See Them, Be Them." What does it mean, you know, to these young hockey players? You are, you know, as highest as it gets around here, they idolize you, and now you get to take it one step further to Nationals. What does it mean to have, I don't want to say have all that attention directed towards you, but...
Yeah, no, it's definitely special. I mean, even just myself being on that poster is kind of an honor, I guess, and just having those little girls look up to me. I know that throughout my whole minor hockey experience, I would always look up to the Huskies. I mean, it was so special just going to their games and cheering them on and just having those role models to look up to. So I think it's really, really special for us as a team just to be a role model for those girls and for them to come out and support us. It'll be so amazing, yeah.
It's going to be an exciting rest of the season and obviously Nationals right around the corner. Kate, thank you so much for joining me today and good luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hear the whole interview at cjwwradio.com.